sister. So the Ansar of Medina, they had heard of the arrival of Hazrat Abu Ubaidah, Amir ibn al-Jarrah radiallahu anhu. Fawafu salatul fajr ma Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they had all had come for salatul fajr with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Falamma salla Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in sarafa fata'arradu lahu. So when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had finished his salatul fajr, he was going away. So fata'arradu, they came and he presented himself to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fatabassama Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hina ra'ahum. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled when he had seen them. Thumma qala, أَظُنُّكُمْ سَمِعَتُمْ أَنَّ أَبَا عُبَيْدَ قَدِمَ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْبَحْرِينَ. I presume that you people have come because you have heard that Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah radiallahu anhu is coming with some wealth from Bahrain. فَقَالُوا أَجَلْ. Sahaba were very, very honest people. They didn't hide things. What was in their heart is what they expressed on their tongue. Allah Pak also give us that quality. So immediately they said, أَجَلْ. Certainly Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have come because we have heard that he is coming with some wealth from Bahrain. فَقَالَ أَبْشِرُوا وَأَمِلُّوا مَا يَسُرُّكُمْ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, naturally his sahaba, it pleased him that of their honesty. So he, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, made dua for them. أَبْشِرُوا, glad tidings be to you. And he said a beautiful statement, وَأَمِلُّوا مَا يَسُرُّكُمْ, hope for those things that will make you happy. That means make you happy eternally. Those things that will make you happy forever and forever. Things that are related with akhirat. Because things as far as the dunya are concerned, they are today and tomorrow they're gone. They are here to deceive you today and tomorrow when they go on, suddenly you realize that it was nothing but a deception. So hope for those things that will really please you. فَوَاللَّهِ, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said these words, explaining to Sahaba, فَوَاللَّهِ مَا الْفَقْرَ أَخْشَى عَلَيْكُمْ. It is not poverty that I am fearing for you. وَلَكِنِّي أَخْشَى أَن تُبْسَتَ الدُّنْيَا عَلَيْكُمْ كَمَا بُسِتَتْ عَلَى مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ. The thing that I really fear for you is that the world will open up for you. Like how it had opened up for the people before you. فَتَنَافَسُوهَا كَمَا تَنَافَسُوهَا. Then you'll start competing with one another. Like how those people would compete. In other words, when the world opened up, now you got reason. One person has got this type of car, now I need to compete with him. I've also got wealth, so I need to compete as far as the car is concerned. His house is like this, so I have to keep my house like that. For his daughter's wedding, he invited 500 people, so I need to invite 1,000 people. So now the competition starts. فَتَنَافَسُوهَا كَمَا تَنَافَسُوهَا. Before that there was no money, there was no competition. Now the wealth has come, the affluence has come, so now this competition starts. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَتُهْلِكَكُمْ كَمَا أَهْلَكْتَهُمْ. This wealth will destroy you like how you had destroyed the people before you. Today's hadith, and Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu qal, جَلَسَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ عَلَى الْمِنْبَرِ. Hazrat Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once sat upon the minbar, وَجَلَسْنَا حَوْلَهُ, and we had sat around Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَقَالَ إِنَّ مِمَّا أَخَافُ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا يُفْتَحُ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ زَهْرَةِ الدُّنْيَا وَزِينَتِهَا. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that from what I am fearing for you as far after me, in other words, that after my time, after my zamana, what I am fearing, مَا يُفْتَحُ عَلَيْكُمْ, what will open up for you from the splendors of this dunya and the beauty of the dunya. Once this opens up for you, then automatically what happens is the mindset changes. Once the dunya comes, the mindset changes. Before that dunya, before that affluence comes, then even the kafir also is saying we need to pray. That ayat of Quran that we did the other day, Allah Pak mentions, إِنَّمَا مَسَلْ حَيَاتِ الدُّنْيَا كَمَا إِنْ أَنزَلْنَاهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. The example of this life of this world is like that rainwater that is coming down. Before the rain comes, even that farmer, that's a non-Muslim also, he's also praying that some rain must come. Recently we've seen in Cape Town, etc., when there was a drought, everyone was calling for people that don't normally talk about prayer. They said, we need to pray for rain. But then what happens, Allah Pak mentions, فَاخْتَلَطَ بِهِ نَبَاتُ الْأَرْضِ مِمَّا يَأْكُلُ النَّاسِ وَالْأَنْعَامُ. Then when this rainwater comes down, and now it mixes with the vegetation from which insan eats, from which animal eats, حَتَّى إِذَا أَخَذَتِ الْأَرُضُ زُخْرُفَهَا. Now suddenly that vegetation starts sprouting, it becomes beautiful, it becomes adorned, then there is a problem that comes in with wealth, there is a problem that comes in when affluence sets in. وَظَنَّ أَهْلُهَا أَنَّهُمْ قَادِرُونَ عَلَيْهِ. Automatically now a person feels, the farmer also feels, that now I am in charge, I make things happen, I am the one that calls the shots. أَتَاهَا أَمْرُنَا لَيْلًا أَوْ نَهَارًا فَجَعَلْنَا حَصِيدًا كَلَّمْ تَغْنَ بِالْأَمْسِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that now suddenly our azab comes, either day or at night, And then what happens is as though it didn't exist at all. So this is what it is wealth. In all the economics textbooks we read and we taught that the more wealth a person has, the more security he has, the more he has, the more better for him. But this is completely contradicted to what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam feared for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us little and we be content with little because this is what is good for us. What a mother likes for her own child, she won't really like it for the next child. In other words, she's happy for the next child, but for her child, she'll like it much more, something that is good. How a father acts towards his own son, he won't act towards somebody else's son like that because this is his own child, his own family. So like that, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he made dua for his own family, he would make this dua, Allahumma ja'al rizqa ali Muhammadin quta. For his own family, this is a dua he would make. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make the sustenance of the family of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just sufficient. Because there's a lot of hikmat in that. When a person has enough, then automatically all the time his tawajjuh is still going towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When affluence sets in, when wealth sets in, then what Allah Pak mentions, kalla innal insana la yadgha, that this insan, he starts transgressing. Why? Arra'ahu staghna, he starts considering himself independent. So this is what wealth does. It creates that level of independence, and then a man starts going off. He starts going and disobeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. These are the days and these are the moments that we should start making dua and we should start hoping that we have this type of life, that type of life where we don't ask for too much of affluence and we don't start desiring too much. We be happy with the little and we be happy with what Allah Pak has given us. This is really richness. Person is happy with little. Allah Pak give us all tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillah.